is, guys. So, yeah, Yomacon, so much fun. I played so much games, like Nidhogg. So it's good. Oh,
hey, G, what's up, man?
Where were you? I've been sitting in this studio for the last 2 weeks, solid, unending, not eating, not sleeping, not blinking, wondering where you were.
Well, at least you
looked good. Well, anyways, yeah, Steve, we're sorry, man. Like,
I was at school.
Yeah, she was at school. I've been busy with work, you know.
I just walked in. You're like, oh, we're doing a bit. And I was like, okay.
I had to talk to fans for the last 2 weeks.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Did they keep mentioning Cully Poly?
Not really.
Oh,
because you know how fans can, like, they can hurt you if you get too close.
Did they blow?
Cue the roll call.
We're live!
Zen Kaigan!
Connect.
Loading.
Broadcast.
Equipment Wielder. Blue Caster. Cheetah's a Zeal.
Loyal and Loud. Pink Caster. Lay.
Explorer from the Unknown. Yellow Caster. Auto Guard.
One Little Spark of Courage. Dream Caster. Global South Perga.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air.
Hi, everybody! We're back! Me, Lane! Just me! Woo!
And no one else!
Best match!
Lane and Lane is the best match?
No, Lane and Kelly is the best match.
Aww.
Also, here is Raven. Paul like to join us.
Let the record show that Gar is holding the prototypes for Red and Green Tuner.
No, Gar took Raven and Paul's souls. Put them into Transformers.
That's some Sailor Moon villain shit.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. Gar told me to say that. In all honesty, Gar's gone batshit crazy, and he thinks that's Paul and Raven.
What's that? Oh, yeah, welcome to Old Stranger episode 24.
No! Yes. Welcome to Cast
Welcome to
Ultra
Ranger episode
24!
Here we talk about Ultraman's past, present, and future, Godzilla, and Kaiju in between.
It's all Kaiju in between.
Fuck you, it's Cast Ranger 174.
Are you sure it can't 174?
Yes.
You sure it can't?
We should have been at 175, but we didn't happen in a regular episode last week.
Well, sorry if we all have lives.
Sorry if there was no Toku, and you know, I felt I owed my girlfriend an extra day to have me, so... I know, that sounded weird.
We could have been catching up. We could have been watching Q-Ranger High so we can get ready for episode Stinger that just got subbed.
Ooh, I can't wait to watch that.
Can't watch the adventures of Planet Sleevee.
Yeah, Planet Sleevee in the Norma Galaxy.
What?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that. Planet Sleevee. Best fucking name for planet.
Anyways, I'm your host, Ultracaster Yellow.
I'm his co-host,
Vanna White, we get it.
Ranger
Pink.
Lane. Yeah.
And we're here to talk about Ultraman Geed episode 18, Ultraman Ginga episode 8, and Ultraman Orb episode 9.
Yeah, so...
You know, now that you've said that, the next time you actually record Ultra Ranger, you're going to be all fucking confused. You watch.
So here we're talking about episode build.
Episode build?
Call Runner 11, episode build.
No, yeah.
Stranger Things, season 3, confirmed.
Stranger
Things. It's better than episode...
No. Stranger Things 2, Stranger Things.
It's better than episode 24 of Ultra Ranger, where we tried to do a bit about us complaining about the... us talking about the internet complaining that things, but I fucked up so badly. I was like, fuck it, just swallow it.
Yeah, this whole week has just been nothing but the internet raging at fucking bullshit stuff. I won't get into it, but...
It involves video games, Power Rangers...
Video games!
And a pool.
And also, Emily's here, if you didn't notice.
It's the Dreamcaster.
But Raven's not here, because...
She's full of subs.
What are you talking about? He's right here.
He's here. In spirit.
Okay, so this week we're talking about Build Episode 10, Q-Ranger Episode 37, Why is Drift on my fucking knee? And,
he likes you.
Now Paul is on my knee. This is very weird.
Wait, is it Drift or... You said Drift and then Paul.
Oh, sorry. Crosshairs, whatever.
Is it Raven and Paul or is it Drift and Crosshairs?
And Snipe Episode 3.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Alright, let's talk about news.
We did that already.
Revealed, Ultraman Zero is going to debut Shining Zero against Belial. He's going to get his ass kicked.
Fuck's sake.
Also in news, I got a belt driver.
Also in news,
and then restarted your sentence, so I went in a completely different direction in my head.
In other news, I did nothing for 2 weeks.
I got to volume 3 on .hackGU Last Recode, the game I'm still not in.
I've been working my ass off a lot, playing lots of Battlefront 2, because it's a fucking awesome game.
Oh, I saw Justice League. That was a thing.
I saw Thor. It was funny.
I saw Thor last weekend as well.
Were you Thor?
A little bit.
Are you sore?
From laughing.
Oh. Piss off, Ghost.
Best Revenger. I swear to God, I would have put down money that the Rock guy was Rhys Darby voicing him, but I was wrong.
Yeah, we all thought when we were watching that it was actually either Brett or Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords.
I want.
You know why? Because Rhys Darby is also in Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, he is. He's the best character.
I wanted to yell "fuck you" out in the theater when I heard him say calling themselves the Revenger. I was like, "Fuck you."
Oh, I'm getting revenge. You're getting revenge.
Anyways.
What about you? Undecided.
That outtake from the first Avengers with the "we'll call the Avengers and we will avenge you." I'm sorry.
Okay, gotta put the build thing in. So quickly, since I wasn't here for the episode 2 weeks ago,
quickly give your little dissension on the last round of episodes.
So episode 9 of Build was just fucking great. We got more into Ryuga's character and even Misora, and it was interesting that we realized why she's so childlike is because she was in a coma for 7 years, so she never grew up properly.
You're not here to restate facts, you're here to give your opinion on them.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a really, really good fucking episode. I'm loving this show.
It's really good.
I have inherited a huge love for Gentoku / Night Rogue.
And
so
now he's gonna collect
everything
from Night Rogue.
Who did you inherit that love from?
Myself.
A noble legacy passed down through the ages.
I like Night Rogue a lot. So Gentoku is currently my favorite character in
that's Bill. Because he's new Dan.
In this week's episode, yes. It seems to be going that way. Oh, Gar's getting close to pulling that trigger on himself.
Are you going to mismatch yourself in the head like they were supposed to do?
Mismatch.
Well, I'm just clocking it for now.
Actually,
I'll save it for a few episodes.
Did you just say you're clocking it for now?
I'm cocking it for now.
Thank you.
But now we have a recording of Garth saying I'm cocking it.
I'm so glad you are not on Ultra Ranger. It takes me 5 tries to actually say things.
I'm so glad I'm not Ultra Ranger because of the same reason.
I did not know how to say the word terrestrial.
He didn't.
Take this, you extraterrestrials!
No, he's trying to say it, and I'm just like, terrestrial, Gar. E.T., the extraterrestrial. I know!
Terrarist. Terraria.
Confirmation.
Oh, God, that's been a while.
Yeah, confirmation.
We have to reconfirminate.
Just make a
but yes, as of by the time this episode...
You mean a compilation?
Is that the title of the episode? Compilate.
No.
Compilation.
No. By the time this episode is out, by the time you're listening to this, I'll already have my own trans steam gun, so...
Me too!
Anthony, put up a picture of me holding my trans steam gun. Yeah, there I am. So badass looking.
Lane! Toys! Best match!
Pretty much.
Lane didn't get it, so it's just a depressing picture.
With
Lane.
Me actually holding
money! It. Yeah. Money! Impulsive! Best match!
Lane.
Wallet's finished!
Oh my God.
Yay!
Yay!
Broke!
Goat cheese. Well, it's the best match. Goat and cheese. Goat cheese.
Wait, wouldn't cheese also be considered an organic substance?
Shit.
Why was that the thing that I...
I don't know.
I mean, you were right, and good point.
I don't know. It's like how I was like, why don't we put hedgehog with lion? And you guys are like, it won't work. I'm like, yeah, well, it's like, no, it won't. I'm like, yeah, it won't work.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Discards. Oh, yeah.
I'll make it work.
Oh, yeah.
Shoves the bottles in.
Anyways, let's get into episode 10.
Hold on. Maybe did someone else want to state their opinions on Build episode 9?
Like episode 9?
It was okay.
Emily. Episode 9 of Build.
Let me try to remember which one that was.
That was the one with the lion and the vacuum and the punchins.
And Kazooie was Forze and Misora did a schoolgirl.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Giant bunny.
Yeah, the giant, that scene.
Which they probably have two of now because they didn't have it before, but then they were carrying it.
Yeah, I also noticed that in episode 10, I believe, she had the smaller version of the bunny beside her as well.
Also, Bonjo had my favorite disguise of his so far, the fucking chicken. school hooligan outfit.
Yeah,
I love that.
Them going around having a day off together was actually really sweet.
Yep.
Is there a
relationship? Other than that, the episode wasn't particularly, not a lot happened, right? Or did something really big happen that I forgot? They revealed what we called at the beginning, that the reporter was...
Sawa is talking to the Nanba. Although, as I'll briefly mention, I think she's just, doing her job and being a reporter and, trying to gather info. I don't seriously think she's actually betraying the Build crew.
She's evil.
Yeah, she's.
I mean, if she turned out to be evil, it wouldn't really affect me much because I don't care about her.
Oh, so I found out also something interesting. So the chairman who's been funding Faust.
Yeah, Nanpa Juzaburo.
So I found out that his actor was actually the villain Titan from Kamen Rider Stronger. So he was that villain who had the giant eye for a head, and he was residing in the same hotel as Shigeru Joe, Kamen Rider Stronger, was also residing
the
in.
The original.
Oh, lazy eye!
The original great eye.
He was also...
Because now he's stronger than yesterday.
Also, he played a character named Tamura in Kamen Rider O's episode 13 and 14. So I don't remember what character that was. Probably the victim of the week.
Probably
a side character.
Yeah, there he is, this Titan.
Oh, that's what his face actually looked like.
Oh.
I just keep picturing your guy's thumbnail.
It was a guy who was in the hotel and he saw a stronger lady. He's like, that was Shigeru Joe. Remember, he killed the mook or whatever because he wrapped his coat and then killed him and then put on another coat.
Yeah, I remember that. That was great.
I fired in the mist. You ruined the coat.
Had another popsicle.
And then I killed the man who made that water bottle because KaibaCorp products shouldn't break that easy.
Sorry, how rude of us. Ichi, what were your thoughts on episode 9?
I talked about him 2 weeks ago.
Was it?
We didn't listen to the episode, so could you
please
tell us again?
That's fucking your problem.
Not mine!
You get to listen to the old episode. Increase my view count, damn it. I'm sorry, our view count.
Ichi's.
Yeah?
Have you been wearing the same shirt all week?
Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. Wow. It's my Ranger uniform.
Are you just going to wear that every time we record Cast Ranger now?
I got a Blue Ranger shirt that has Blastoise as the power coin, so I can make two references at once.
I'm here.
Also, just a solid thanks for calling me out on the air on that. Real stellar.
10 out of 10.
Hi, guys. We're back.
I don't know.
Did you miss us? I miss
less and less every
something
minute.
Something doesn't feel right.
Because Raven's not here.
No,
he needs to be here to say a thing every 5 minutes.
Oh, that's it.
We all know he'd just be on his 3DS playing Pokemon.
Lights on.
Oh, that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. Emily, turn off the lights!
Oh!
Kill the lights violently and with prejudice.
Okay.
Die, lights! Yeah, that felt good.
Light is not our best match.
Something fell on
you. You knocked over Sojiki!
I think it was detergent.
The cleaner.
No, it's Windex.
Oh.
Anyways.
You've been Windexed!
Anyone want to talk about... Emily, did you give your thoughts on Build?
Oh, episode 9? Episode 9. Yes, I did.
Okay, anyone want to talk about the episode 36 of Q-Ranger?
It was so good!
Fucking God.
It had my... Sorry.
Go ahead.
Actually, wait, we'll talk about that when we get to Q-Ranger.
Yeah, we'll talk
about
that.
Okay, that's fair.
So anyways, Build episode 10. Holy shit!
So the three prime ministers are meeting for just for some non-established reason, just to stare at Pandora's box.
Well, no, they're trying to figure out what to do with Pandora's box.
But why does that require looking at it? What are they going to do?
Because they're just like, hey, it's been a while since you've seen the Pandora's box. We want to look at it.
Guys, it's simple. Plan Z.
They're going to launch into space?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it came from space.
No, that was Plan X.
No,
Plan Z was Gamera. I thought Plan Z was Plan Xander.
Gar, why the fuck are we remembering Gamera better than you are? That's really messed up.
Wow.
I even pronounced it right. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Plazenda. Try.
This is Pandora's box. It's like Plazenda.
Plan Xander Thunder.
Xander
Thunder. So Cento can't even. Like, I just love that
hashtag shot. Cento can't even.
That just that shot of him like sprawled out after the all-nighter.
Also,
yeah, that
sorry.
Was relatable.
Quick, just call back to episode out quickly. That guy fucking killed himself.
Oh,
he, like,
yeah.
Sprayed the shit from the football. It was just like, Katsuragi is alive! Ah!
Now,
fucking,
I like. Now, that's absolutely what we're led to believe. I would love it if it was actually just invisibility spray and he was just, like, standing there hiding completely silent and
no.
Then he, like, comes back 10 episodes later.
No, that's stupid. Apparently that wasn't actually him. It was the other guy who changed his face.
We don't know that. We don't know if he was, like, restoring his face or if it was, like, just changing his face to the other guy just to show that he could do it.
What was the point of that, then?
Because Kawhi accused him of being Takumi.
Oh, I guess.
And while there was a lot thrown around in that direction, I still solemnly believe that Bloodstark is not Takumi. And because of... Let's go ahead and talk about that. The face-switching thing. Because of that, I believe the most likely theory at this point is what actually happened is Takumi is Cento with his face switched to Sato Taro's, and the dead body is actually Sato Taro's face switched to look like Takumi.
Well, that might actually be the case. It's a little convoluted, though, isn't it?
It makes sense, though. It's the reason why, like, he has his hair, and, like, he ate his mom's food, and he was like, oh my fucking god, this is so good. And, like, you know, he's super smart, just like, and he knows how to use the bell driver and everything, so.
Yeah, like, I don't quite yet have an explanation for the whole memory loss thing or, like, why they're sharing
personality
traits.
I feel like Night Rogue did that.
It might have been, like, a Faust different experiment of some sort.
Yeah, because you know what? Gentoku knew that if he didn't get Katsuragi out of the picture, he wouldn't be able to proceed with his own plans. So he's just like, I'm gonna capture Katsuragi, use him for some experiments or something, try to make him, you know, my own minion, and then something happened where it failed, and then Cento ended up escaping somehow.
Well, whatever's happening, we're a couple of steps closer to the truth.
Yeah. This show's so good!
So you rewatched Build recently. Wasn't there a scene where they were looking at Pandora's box without the casing on it?
No.
Because, like, we see that in order to even look at Pandora's box, all three governors have to be there and use their weird little key cards.
Yeah. But there is a little window in the casing that you can look inside to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I noticed, like, yeah, because I did watch all first 9 episodes of Build just because, like, I wanted to have, like, a fresh perspective on the series as far. So I did take a notice that when... like, Cento mentioned about Ryuga with his Dragon Ball, though, he's just like, he has, like, a lot of power inside him. That could be dangerous. I have to keep an eye on that. And so,
dangerous.
So I don't even think he means he has, like, the compatibility to be a Kamen Rider. I just feel like Ryuga's a very, very dangerous individual. So,
well, for sure.
So if he could be turned or, you know, he decides to use his powers for his own personal gain or something, he
could
be a
be
very,
scary.
Very dangerous fucking enemy.
Calling it now. Cross Zed, Black Dragon form. Turns evil.
A fucking Cross Dragon Hazard.
Not in the budget.
That's maybe a thing.
That'd be cool.
I mean, at first he is using the same belt as Cento, so Hazard trigger on that.
Maybe there's gonna be a reason he switches belts.
Anyways, we won't get into that.
Ryuga
kicks a lot of ass this episode.
Before we talk about Ryuga, just the fact that they opened up the Pandora's box and, like, the other two governors are, like, pawing at it like it's, like, the most sacred treasure. And Himuro, like, the old man who governs Toto, is just standing there staring at it like, I don't see it. What are you guys looking at?
Because he's having a stroke.
Well, he was about to.
A heart attack?
I don't know. They didn't explicitly say what it was.
Also, he wasn't affected by the Pandora box.
Yeah.
Clutching his chest.
Yeah. But it's very clear that the people hit with what I'm calling Pandora's light are, like...
Ooh, I like that.
Pawing after it, like they're drawn to it unnaturally.
Now, this is what bugs me. So when Soichi went to go touch the box, he like touched it and then it reacted and it made the Skywall instead. So why was Bloodstark just able to like pick it up and hold it no problem and nothing happened?
Maybe it's because once it's first used and activated, it's like done.
it's
out of juice.
No, what's the word I'm looking for? It's
on cooldown?
No. It's like melded to Soichi's DNA.
Oh, DNA bonded?
So only he can touch it and it will do shit.
Maybe.
Because he's the first one who found it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
See, the thing is,
because remember, Soichi has like some shit with him too, because he warped that tablet into a back scratcher.
Yeah, we still don't have explanation on that.
So
but there's kind of evidence for and against, there's yet more evidence for and against Soichi being Bloodstark this episode. On the one hand, Bloodstark is in most of the episode, and Soichi is nowhere this week. But on the other hand, at the end of the episode, Misora discovers a listening device planted inside the build pit.
Yep.
So we're kind of like just as far away from the truth as we were.
Honestly, it'd be okay if Bloodstark was a completely different person, because, like, I'm honestly full-on believing that, like, Sento is Katsuragi. Like, that has to be it. Like, it has to be.
Yeah.
That'd be such a cool twist.
Regardless of the convoluted method by which it's achieved, there's definitely some sort of relation between them.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so let's get into Ryuga. So, like, fuck, man, he kicked so much ass this episode.
I love that one shot where he first confronts Stark and the Mooks in the building, and, like, he shakes the bottle and then, like, switches hands. I would have laughed if, like, the bottle operated on the principle that you, as long as you're holding it, the effect is in play, so that if he lets go of it, it, like, turns off, which means, like, he shakes it, gains the effect, then swaps hands, which then turns the effect off.
And
then
he just tries to punch it, and it's like in Spy Kids when
everyone
tries to punch robots.
Or it's like when Alpha tries to chop Ivan Ooze.
Yeah.
It just makes the robot burp.
Yeah.
But no, like, all power to him. Like, he fucking defeated a Smash with just himself.
And that was so badass when he comes out to the roof and Stark is like, where's that Smash?
Where's the Smash? He's like, I kicked its ass.
I shit stomped it!
And Night Rogue's just like, the fuck, that's impossible. Humans can't just defeat Smash.
that one Smash that Kawhi was turned into was the Press Hazard Smash, because it was a reskin of Tatsuya's.
And while me and Kevin were at Yomicon, we thought of, like, the best thing, easiest Rider cosplay ever. You literally just get the Dragon Full Bottle, and then you just put on any type of clothes you want, like clown outfit, construction outfit, and you could just cosplay as Ryuga pre-cross.
That
just
would be, you could be anything,
but you know what you gotta do to make it less not generic?
Uh-huh.
Put your hair in the dragon claw braids that
there
he has
go.
From that
exactly. But yeah, so there's an Easy Rider cosplay for you folks.
And yeah, we see Nanba and Sawa talking about Faust and the Guardians, and they finally explain that Nanba Heavy Industries built the Guardians and have licensed them to the government, but it was purposefully programmed for them to respond to Bloodstark's snapping signal for them to switch to Faust loyalty. So that was really interesting. It's not just a bullshit power Stark has. It's something designed on purpose.
Also, he can take bullets pretty easily, too. Like,
well,
he got shot at from the back, and he just was like, meh.
A lot of what Stark did this episode reinforces my belief that he is some sort of omnipotent game master related to the Pandora's Box. But it's clear that he and Night Rogue have had a strained relationship of some sort.
Like,
because they finally actually fight!
No, yeah, and, like, it's funny, too, because, like, me and Ichiro are on both different sides of like, the same coin, where just, like, he loves Bloodstark, and I love Night Rogue, so, like, what was it? Like, you're, like, Bloody Chi, and
no,
I'm
Ichi Stark, and you're Night Lane.
I'm Night Lane.
I love Night Lane. That's a great name.
Night Lane.
Where are you guys, Balkan Skull?
Lane.
I mean,
Lane,
yes.
Lane. Fire.
Ichi. Fire.
No, but I've, like,
are you guys gonna fight when you get the gun?
We'll definitely just, like, I'll probably do a thing where I'll just, like, come downstairs, because, like, I do this, like, as a funny habit when, like, sometimes I'll just come downstairs and Ichi will be down in his room and I'll just have, like, my rider toy or something. I'll just activate my belt and just, like, play around with it, and he'll just be like, it does the same thing. So I'll probably come down one night and just, like, while he's, like, in his room or something, I'll just be like, bat.
That's awesome.
And I'll just respond, Cobra.
Oh, man, that's so great.
Bart, you want to see my new Hockey Mask and Chainsaw.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Gar, you want to see my new trans team got a full bottles?
Yeah.
I just take it one step further and I just buy like a smoke machine. I'm just like, this match. Just shine a flat, my phone light just flashing on and off. Bat. Fire. Just fire a firecracker in the house.
Shit, that's dangerous.
Damn it. Oh man.
Get the fire extinguisher.
That'd actually be a fun video to make. Just like, make zero budget Night Rogue Henshin.
Well, okay, then you can't get the Morpher.
That's true. Oh, okay, I'll just make a gun from, like, toilet paper rolls or something.
Anyways, it's very clear that Stark has his own mission in play because he tries to steal the Pandora's box even from Gentoku.
Yeah, but this is what bothers me. So, like, when I rewatched the first 9 episodes ever, it's a constant thing. Stark does something against Night Rogue. Night Rogue gets pissed off at him, and then Stark does something to fall back in line, and Gentoku's like, "That's better not do that again." And then he just like two more times he does the exact same thing.
Night Rogue to just be like, "God damn it!"
Yeah, just like,
"God damn it, Stark!"
Yeah, at some point.
Like, but Stark built this in a lab with a bunch of scrubs. Like, it's really hard to even pinpoint
who's... Oh my god, it was twice as funny when I just realized the joke on Stark there. It took me a second. I'm sorry.
It's really hard to even pinpoint, like, who's in charge of this relationship, because Stark seems like he could just, like, pop Gentoku in the head, walk away, and not give a fuck.
Yeah, that's why, like, that time Night Rogue kind of, like, had him against the wall. I think Stark was just doing that to just be like, hey, I'll make him think he has power.
Like, at one point, Stark will go, I don't take orders. And then, like, when Night Rogue gets in his face, he'll be like, yeah, sure, you can have the box.
Oh, God.
But Night Rogue is completely snippy with him all the time. But, like, it's really hard to pinpoint, so I'm really looking forward to finding out what the fuck is going on.
And there's just, like...
Guys.
Huh?
It's a civil war.
Well, yeah.
Marvel predicted it. It's a civil war.
There's
Team Stark and Team Rogue.
Oh my god, it actually makes sense.
Kamen Rider Civil War.
Also, I love every time, like, this is one thing I like about Stark. Every time he uses Devil Steam, I love it's just like this maniacal laugh. It's just like, you use Devil Steam, like, the toy does it too. You activate Devil Steam on the Steam Blade, and it just goes like... I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Cue Kawhi just going... as he, like, glows in Technicolor fucking shades.
And then just, it turns into a smirch.
And what really bugged me, though, is, like, so Kazooie walks out onto the roof and sees Stark and Rogue fighting, and is completely not surprised by this.
Because he doesn't give a shit.
Wow, into the smash that... That I gave you the fight. I kicked his ass.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Kazooie proceeds to punch Stark a bunch. Bunches of punches.
Yep.
Punches.
And he achieves hazard level 3. Which Hooray! Means he's compatible to transform now.
Which we never saw coming.
Right.
So probably safe to say, since, you know, Sento got all of his bottles taken away, probably...
Not all of them. He has Rabbit Tank left, he has Lion Cleaner
no,
left.
No, he took Rabbit Tank.
No, but he used Rabbit Tank
did, but then after Bloodstark and Night Rogue punched him in the back and he fell down, he took Rabbit Tank.
Oh, maybe I didn't
yeah,
see that.
So,
he really did take
which
all
is
all
safe
them,
to
yeah.
assume probably next week's episode, Ryuga uses build driver.
Yeah,
Ryuga.
And then he gets,
No, he does get his own, but probably he uses Sento's because Sento can't transform.
And after that, he'll be like, oh, maybe I should build you one.
I'll build you one. How did you know how to build it? Just, I knew.
In a pit.
Because he's built.
A bunch of box of scraps.
And then he's going to make that final form thing, the super rabbit tank thing.
Sparkling.
Sparkling? Maybe.
I can't wait for Pop Can.
Speaking of build, when he was fighting Rogue earlier, he flies in as Hawk Gatling and then switches to Lion Cleaner. And I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do in a fist fight with Rogue? Conk him on the fucking head with your vacuum?
No, but
you're
I keep
clean
saying...
up your mess.
Honestly, like...
justice.
No, all honesty, Sojiki, like, yes, as silly as it is him having a giant vacuum on his arm, it's... been useful every single time he uses it.
For utility purposes, hell, sure, but in a straight-up fight with Rogue, maybe not the best choice.
No, but when he was transforming into Fire Hedgehog, when he was, like, inserting it and doing the henshin sequence, he was, like, keeping Night Rogue back by blowing air out of the vacuum to, like, keep him
sure,
at bay.
Or he could have stayed in Hawkgatling and unloaded 100 bullets into him!
100 full bullets!
Full bullets!
100 tiny hawks.
Where the fuck was I going with that?
Sorry.
Oh, you're just talking about, like, you were pissed off Phil used lighting cleaner.
Yeah, right.
But yes, he went Fire Hedgehog, which he used very effectively, like, pin fucking Night Rogue to the wall with, like, needles, and then
gut
kept
him
there, kept him there with the fucking, ladder.
The Shobosha ladder.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Build gets his bottles taken away, and we see Rogue place specifically Ninnin Comic, Panda Rocket, Hawk Gatling, Fire Hedgehog, and Gorilla Diamond in his...
Rocket Panda?
I don't give a fuck.
You're the one who's all huge on fucking proper things, so call it Rocket Panda.
Not when they don't obey their own scheme. Fucking Panda Rocket and...
Then
like,
why the fuck...
Fire Hedgehog, the names are all backwards, and it... Like... All the names of the bottles so far have been the Japanese word, and the name of the full combo has been the English word, except that doesn't happen anymore because the lock bottle. It's not called the Jomai bottle, it's the lock bottle,
yeah,
and the full combo is called Key Dragon. So now they're not following their own fucking stupid rules anymore.
Why is it the lock bottle, but he's Key Dragon?
That's not even the issue. Like, it should be called the Jomai bottle because all the other full bottles have been the Japanese word, like Shobosha for Fire Engine and Ari Nezumi for Hedgehog. But now they're not following their own fucking rules anymore, so I don't give a fuck!
Good. That's the attitude you should have. Whoa, Ichi's mad.
Who's writing these?
I don't know. Some guy who wrote Ultraman once.
Hey, remember Kazooie's dead girlfriend? Let's talk about her, says this show's episode.
Just when you think about it too much.
Basically. Get it? Cross-eyed.
What I liked, though... I liked what Night Rogue did, though, was he picked up the Gorilla Ball and he's just like, the bottle that you killed his girlfriend with. Listen to that sound. So nostalgic. And
sounds
like
dead girlfriends.
I'm like, yeah, I was like, you fucking motherfucker, I love you. Such an asshole.
Sounds like all the other
things. I love it too, like the whole time, just like freaking, like even later on, like Sento, he takes like Rabotek and stuff, and Sento's just on the ground, he's like, my bottles, give me them, I'm thirsty.
I have a mighty thirst.
I'm so thirsty.
So, while they're all up on the roof defeated, Kazooie sends his familiar, the Cross Dragon, to deliver the dragon bottle to Sento, and on its way there, it nabs the lock bottle from Night Rogue. And with lock and dragon in his hands, Sento produces Key Dragon form. And oh my god, it's my favorite so far.
It looks so cool.
It's pretty badass, I have to say. In terms of, like, technique, look.
The theme song, the chime for it is good. It's like
Fantasista.
Securing of Fantasista. Key Dragon.
Yeah.
And, like, it's got a keyblade on its arm, and it has chains, and its vortex finish, like, locks the enemy in place, and then fucking blue fire.
Yeah, he like does this like really cool like flame ball technique with like his I like the positioning of his arm and stuff. And like after Sento uses it, we see like it's the dragon bottle is fucking powerful. It's so much that even Sento can't fucking use it for too long because it's not designed for
him. He's not strong enough.
Which is probably why Ryuga needs to put it in the Cross Dragon to transform because to channel its power.
And that's why he's only using the one bottle.
Yeah, and it works because to be fair, that's all he needs.
Which sadly means we probably won't be seeing Key Dragon form much.
No,
because it's gonna be Ryuga's.
Yeah, unless A, Ryuga goes down and Sento has to use Key Dragon again, or B, a possible second dragon bottle.
That would explain why the lock bottle is a campaign item. For toys.
Because Key Dragon's one of those rare forms we'll probably
because they
it.
Know everyone wants Keyblade form.
Lock. Yeah, I love how the build driver just goes, lock.
Yeah.
Lock. Oh.
Dragon!
Lock.
Unleash the dragon!
Dragon! Dragon! Lock the dragon!
Not that dragon.
You know what combo will look good and match thematically? Lion Lock.
You know what I'd like to see, actually? Dragon Tank.
Yeah, we saw that on the scan.
Dragon Tank would be fucking badass. No, and you know what I like to believe? Because Ryuga only needs to use one bottle to, like, transform, that shows that Cross is probably more powerful than Build.
Yes.
Because Build needs
That's
to use...
That's the idea. Cross yeah. will be more powerful, whereas Build is more versatile.
Yeah. So, I hope they fight eventually. That'd be cool.
It's Kamen Rider. It's gonna fucking happen.
Yeah, everyone fights so
Ryuga
much.
Becomes the endgame villain of Build.
Everybody fights sometimes.
Like, I literally wouldn't expect if, like, they pull a Gaim where just, like, at the end where it was ended up being Coda and Kaido just fighting each other, and then...
Tell me what you're fighting for.
What am I fighting for?
See, this is how each and I are besties, because we're just perfectly in sync with the same jokes.
I was making a Pokemon movie reference.
What are you fighting for? And we were making a Mega Man X4 joke.
Fight me like you do.
I was making...
So... points to Sento for that awesome bike chase.
Yeah, like, he actually prevented Bloodstark from getting away, so good for him.
And if it wasn't for Night Rogue, you know, being a rogue and backstabbing him, he probably would have stopped him.
Also, it bothered Ichi that, like, Stark didn't have the Cobra bottle in the gun the whole time.
Yeah, like,
he inserted it to do a steam break, so he's like,
don't you need that in the bottle to stay Henshin? Who cares? At this point, I give less fuck.
Like, see, that just proves my theory that Bloodstark's just
power-ups are bullshit.
he
just doesn't have a non-Henshin form?
He's just a suit.
I don't know.
And he's a robot. And the true villain is somewhere else, talking for him.
So he's Tony Stark?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be
with
funny if
the
he just
extremist gene.
He de-henshins and it's literally just Robert Downey Jr.
Alright.
Well,
this didn't,
like,
work out. I'm taking the suit back.
Here's the thing.
But I'm nothing without the belt. Then maybe you shouldn't.
If we ever see, like, out of suit, the actor who voices Bloodstark, we can probably say that's him, but he hasn't been a thing.
Kamen Rider Build Homecoming.
You're that Kamen Rider guy. Kamen Rider Build. Alright, Kamen Rider Build. Do a kick.
Just Night Rogue got all to his Faust and his Guardian robots. Japan's changing, everyone. Time we change too.
Just in the car when you're trying to hide your superhero identity, but the dad of your girl is the world's greatest detective.
Because
yeah.
He's Batman.
Several Michael Keatons.
Go watch Spider-Man Homecoming. It's a fucking amazing movie.
You just spoiled it, though.
And watch the sequel.
It's
coming
been out for
out
long
in
enough.
The future.
2025.
Spider-Man Graduation Day. Think about it. Homecoming,
Spider-Man getting a...
And then the one 10 years later, Spider-Man goes for his GED because he didn't graduate due to being a superhero.
No, he would make it to his graduation.
Or, you know, he didn't graduate because Thanos happened.
Spider-Man knocked up.
He's got more important shit to worry about than his homework.
He didn't graduate because the schools have been on strike.
Yeah, in realism.
In realism?
Yes.
People are pissed.
Oh, I know.
Well, think of it. Imagine you spending money to go to school, and the teachers are like, you know what? No, fuck this. Drops the book and just leaves.
Angry gentle pillow
fight. Fuck school.
Oh, shit, I wasn't... Pillow fight!
Now, save it for the video game.
You're right. I go for a left, you go for a right.
Okay.
Double whammy?
You're on!
Wow, this is happening.
Ow. Stop hitting me with your fist. Supposed to be a pillow fight.
So, Gentoku now rules Toto.
More fun than a pillow fight.
So, Gentoku now rules Toto and went full insane mustache.
Well, okay, we're not there quite just yet.
Daddy has a hug.
So, we see that, like, Sento and Stark actually had a pretty interesting conversation with each other where, like, Sento's pretty sure that Stark is Katsuragi. So he's like, oh, why did you develop this thing? You developed this thing to protect people, but you're trying to use it for destruction. Why? Like, and Stark's just like, I don't give a fuck. Science is used for destruction, and
which lends credence, I think, to my theory about him being some like immoral, non-human game master of some sort, because he clearly hates humanity and wants to kill everyone.
I'd like to think it's Katsuragi's dad.
Maybe, but we already had this whole dad thing.
Yes, we're supposed to believe he killed himself.
But... You know what? I will not eliminate that as a possibility. I don't think that's it, but it's not...
Because that would be awesome, because then if we find out Sento's Katsuragi, and then we find out Bloodstark is his dad, and then it's just a father-son feud.
At this
they
point...
told me what happened to my father.
Oh my god.
They told me you killed him.
No.
See, no,
and
no,
Jeans
no.
takes the bottle out of the trans steam gun. I am your father. Just what Tashiwa Shishua Chichua.
Would you believe
just the belt voice? No.
But would you believe me if I said that is the second time within 24 hours that joke has been made in this studio?
Sure.
Yep.
You mean the Eye of Your Father joke?
Yeah, we did on Ultra Ranger when we recorded. Just Belial.
Spoilers, Belial is Ultraman Jeed's dad.
Oh, you don't fucking say.
No, Ichi, like in the episode of Ultraman Jeed that we watched, he was like holding Jeed close by him and he's like, I love you, son. Let's rule the galaxy together.
Join me.
As father and son.
Yeah. He kept calling him my son the whole fucking time.
Yeah, you're not. Stop calling me son.
And she's like, I'm not your son. You're not my father. I may have your body, but, like, I'm my own person.
I may have your DNA, but I have my own soul.
Yeah, because Jeet's made
because
Jeet
fuses with God and becomes a saint.
Yeah, it becomes, you remember Ultraman King, the guy with the beard?
Fuck this show.
Go watch Ultraman Jeed, legally available on Crunchyroll right now.
Yeah, yeah, unlike Kamen Rider.
Underlines legally.
Yeah, where's your Kamen Rider?
Where's your
Kamen
Rider Crunchyroll?
Huh? That building's supposed to be over there!
Huh? Mom, what are you doing?
I don't know.
So, Gentoku's gone full mustache and is now just as crazy as the other prime ministers.
So, Gentoku's dad had a heart attack.
Full mustache!
Yeah. Gentoku's dad had a heart attack. He go, like... Oh, and fucking Nariaki the whole time, just like, they get
snarky
trapped in a barrier.
Little bastard!
Yeah, they get trapped in a barrier, and they're just like, what are we gonna do? Oh no, we're trapped in here! Turns around.
And as President Himuro is, like, having his heart attack, you see Nariaki, like, giggling.
Trying to hold in his laughter.
Like, I get you're evil, but fuck you!
Yeah, you're an asshole.
He can't take this scene seriously.
Here's the thing, since Sento called him a cyborg, I'm keeping him in the back of my mind as a possibility for Greece.
Yeah.
Who's Grease?
Don't worry about it.
It could be Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Right. Prime Minister Himuro is like, Gentoku, you must lead Toto while I'm gone. And he's just like, I'm control Toto? Gar, this is where you can do your evil laugh. Gotta get in the zoo. Toto is mine? That's pretty much it.
Thanks, Kefka.
It's funny, people talked about that scene, they're just like, oh, he got really close up of his facial hairs.
Yeah, I know, right? That's why I called him full mustache.
You call them.
I love that shot where it's just his mustache and his smile.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be hilarious if, like, the more evil he gets, the more of a goatee he grows?
Then you still have, like, this full long ass beard. Ah!
And it's just so it's just. Abed and Gentoku taking over the world together, because the Dark Universe. It's the universe where everybody's evil.
Nariaku and Gentoku ruling Toto!
But no.
Abed and Toku taking over.
As a huge fan of Gentoku and Night Rogue, I love that he's now just in control of Toto, and I wouldn't be surprised if his father doesn't make it. Right?
No.
Right?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. You know what I could see?
Hmm?
I could see him having all the power and then realizing power is not what I want. And then he actually tries to make all the nations unite as one.
No.
And then he gets assassinated by Bloodstark being like, you are such a fucking pussy.
I could see that being a thing at, like, the end of the show, maybe.
If he survives.
I don't think Bloodstark or Gentoku.
If he survives!
You mean if he gets out.
If is good.
If is good.
Fuck it, that's the thumbnail of the episode. Make it the two demons.
Pain and Panic?
Yeah, Pain Panic with Bloodstark and
Night Rogue's
helmets.
Faces. Yeah, that's great.
I just gotta play my favorite no in movie history ever.
Better not, Darth Vader.
Oh, is that the
it's Zeus?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Just fucking rip torn. Just be no. I'm just like, people were humanity was scared that night.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with like 30 women after this.
I'm gonna go sleep with everyone.
The story of all Greek mythology. Everyone to Zeus. Don't put your dick in it. Too late.
Yeah. I know, it's kind
Sir
of...
Vivis has been captured, everyone's been captured, I've been captured! I love Hercules.
It's so good.
Speaking of mythology, Hugh Ranger!
Yoshi Lucky! So build bottle Navi.
I'll build bottle Navi.
So this week, the dragon bottle, it's infused with the power of Riga's dead girlfriend.
Its height is 1 inch. Its weight.
1 inch.
Its weight is
this many.
0.01 kilograms. Special technique. A dragon ability.
Special ability. It's a fucking vacuum.
It sucks.
Oh shit! I thought I was holding a dragon.
No,
we don't have the dragon bottle yet.
Getting cross dragon soon.
I thought. Sojiki bottle. It's special ability. It sucks.
So Ichi.
This isn't working.
As of episode 36, what was the Yoshi Lucky count at?
Okay.
In 36 and 37. It was said a lot.
In 36, there were 6 uses of Yoshi Lucky.
Wow.
And as of 37, there were 15.
Jesus Christ.
Because
nothing beats, though. Go down.
There were 3 of them, and then, like, all 12 Q-Rangers said it together in the crowd shot.
Hang on, I thought we were just counting Lucky.
No, it's
Yoshi
anyone
Lucky.
Who says
but
Yoshi
no,
Lucky.
But no, nothing beats episode 12 when it was said 135 times.
Yep.
Christ, so now we're at 276.
But yeah, like, when that crowd shot happened and they all said Yoshi Lucky, for a second I was shitting myself because I thought everyone in the crowd was saying
it. If you could count
and I'm
it.
Like, how the fuck do I count that? So I, like, went back and watched the scene and I'm like, oh, thank fuck, it's only the 12 of them.
Sam, you're alive.
The Yoshi Lucky count lives on. We're at 276 now.
So, honestly, I'm just going to say this right now.
Thoughts on 36 first.
Lucky
thoughts, Gar.
Lucky's a prince. He's royalty and he's special and he's fucking awesome.
And he's the most Gary Stu of them all!
You mean Lone Star?
He's Lone Star.
Spaceballs.
Who was designed to be a parody of Gary Stu's.
Was he?
What's that?
Like, unnecessarily broken and important and amazing protagonist with very little flaws.
See, this is what happens when we have somebody that actually went to writing school.
Well, not specifically writing school, but I did take
that,
writer's craft
twice. Is that the male equivalent of a Mary Sue?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. Exactly that.
I hope it's not interrupting, but
nope.
Can I talk about episode 36?
Yes, absolutely. That was what we were doing here.
Oh, well, episode 36 had Caesar, who was really cute.
Oh, yeah.
I like him a lot.
I like that he was, I like that he was, like, Lucky's little buddy that his father gave
him.
But
he also had, actually, it was kind of like Pegasus, come to think of it.
He's a magnificent lion with the brain of a lion.
Courage.
But, it was, it also had my favorite monster of the week ever in any toku thing I've ever seen or adapted toku or anything, who was, what was his name?
Unjet,
yeah. Who was basically like a little Dalek or Krang type thing riding a humanoid robot with a soft puppet mouth and a little smoking pipe coming out of it.
Any Final Fantasy VI fans, as I mentioned, will recognize that Unjet is Ultros riding a Magitek suit.
It was definitely a reference to Krang.
I will definitely destroy the Q-Rangers, bro.
That's how Krang sounds like.
Yeah, not... We are the Krang, and we shall destroy the ones that are called the Q-Rangers.
No, and then the second TMNT movie where he was voiced by Brad Garrett, which was fucking great.
I like the K.I.B. The Krangs in Black.
We shall destroy the ones that...
We are the Krangs in Black!
Okay,
the Krangs in Black.
I apologize for going on a bit of a tangent, but there's one thing I have to say and immortalize on recording. It's not related to Toku, but it is related to Men in Black. Am I allowed to say?
Go ahead.
Okay, so Way back in, like, grade, like, six, I was, like, sort of getting a resurgence into the Men in Black fandom, and me and this random kid who were in running club decided to write MIB on our arms in pen, because apparently that's how you become Men in Black in this world.
Okay.
And we came up with a way to keep it secret. So when the teacher asked us what MIB stood for, we would come up with other stuff, and the main one was, it stands for Men I Bake. And I'm sure she just thought we were insane, and to be honest, I don't blame her now.
Here are the men I bake.
Yes, we're...
The
we're,
men I bake! They are well confected!
So, we don't need black suits or sunglasses or neuralizers. All you need to do to be a Men in Black is write MIB on your arm and pen and lie about what it means.
Nail it.
Nailed it.
I like that.
It was so dumb.
But yeah, just we are the Krang and we shall destroy the ones that are called the Turtles.
Yep.
Oh my god.
We will annoy you for four seasons.
Until we are actually destroyed by David Tennant, who is how we call the Fugitoid.
Thanks for spoiling it.
Wait, no, what?
I don't know how that actually happens. I'm only on season two.
I also liked Unjet. Unjet was a very... It was a different take on a toku monster.
His mouth moved.
He even detached from the...
He fucking hit Lucky in the face, and I was like, oh, that's awesome.
But what? No. I'm wondering if I can pull off making him out of felt with a glue gun.
No, wait, guys, I got it. He's Kermit.
Hi there.
The rainbow?
I shall destroy the Q-Rangers.
Kermit, drop the gun. Graham, drop the gun. Let
me in. Wait, is that Elmo with a gun?
No, there's no one else here. No, I clearly saw Elmo.
Come at me. I'll fuck you up. You wanna go?
Are you a Muppet or are you from Sesame Street? Big Bird's on my team.
Big Bird's part of my crew.
You wanna go?
I'll fuck you up.
You see this finger here?
It's the middle one.
It's
going right up your butt.
I'm just gonna say this right now. I'm so sorry, Tokyo Ichigo, but she Red takes the number one spot.
You still haven't seen any.
I'm sure he'll be devastated.
Best
match.
Lucky is best Red Ranger in Sentai. Period.
Bullshit.
Is it the jacket?
That jacket's fucking awesome. By the way, it's Stinger made. That was adorable. And Stinger, they're like, you made that? Yeah, is that a problem?
And I love how Tsurugi is like, yeah, I told him to, so I get the credit.
Well, no, it's like, wait a minute, Stinger, you made his jacket? Who you think made our jackets?
Interesting point. Oh.
Stinger made them?
Maybe.
I don't think he would have, because like in the age of Big Bear and everything, they were there.
Oh yeah, Big Bear had.
But maybe
the same
some
design.
Of his species.
Maybe they designed it, but Stinger reproduced them.
Oh, remember the episode where they had to turn the key things on the plant, and Sharolampo had the challenge of having to fight Big Bear, and he just for shits and giggles, he gets drunk with him.
He got drunk with him and regaling old times.
Yep.
But yeah,
Lampo,
no, just
we gotta go. All right. See you, boss.
I'm sorry, but just Lucky is everything that I love in a Red Ranger. Like he's badass, super broken, a fun character. He, you know, he's so dedicated. He's a great leader. He talks and like helps out everyone, every member of his team.
He's stupid. He's annoying.
Not really.
How can you say everything that you just said, Lane, for straight face?
Hey. Teach their own, man. I love Lucky. Lucky's fucking awesome.
Yamato's better Red Ranger.
No, that's why I'm proud to have a Shishi Red and Shishi Red Orion vinyl figures in my room. And as of this recording, I also have the Psycho Kutama because Shishi Red Orion is amazing.
You don't have it. You don't have it.
No, but when this episode's out, I mean, I'll have it.
Yeah, but as of right now...
No, okay, sorry, that's not what I meant to say. Anyways.
I'm magic.
I like Lucky, fuck you!
Says as he throws...
Yoshi Lucky!
I'm not adding that.
Now I just want to add the Krang voice to everything I say.
Please don't.
My wine.
Tonight I died on turtle soup.
Tonight.
Any other thoughts on episode 36?
No, anyways, to episode 37.
Shut up, Wayne, let him talk.
It's Spaceballs.
Yeah. Watch out!
No, I like the joke, though, where it was like, Lucky, is that you? No. It's not me. Horse shit. I only know one person who actually says Yosha Lucky.
Yeah, who else would say that?
Oh, yes. You're the only jackass in the entire universe that says that stupid shit.
You're the only one with a crappy catchphrase, you stinking jackass.
But yeah, so we found out his father is King Aslan.
Oh,
ride me!
Oh, no, it's... I don't know who you are, but I have many skills.
I will find you and rule you.
I will find you.
And I will rule you.
And I will summon my Voyager at you. Liam Neeson as the Red Q-Tama.
Coming soon.
It's just his head floating in there.
Coming soon to a galaxy like, near you.
Like, you know how the Q-Tamas like, have to be like flipped over to be assembled? It's each of the sections is just half of Liam Neeson's face. So like, you mow a Slido, and then it forms his face in stars.
Liam Neeson constellation, yes.
I love Liam Neeson.
He's Liam so, Q-Tama.
He's one of my favorite actors.
You're human.
I especially loved
even
him.
Even a giant lizard.
I especially love him in the A-Team movie. Where he played the leader of the A-Team.
I don't know. Emily, your thoughts on 36, aside from loving Caesar?
I like Caesar, I like Dunjet, really like the Super Cureno. Generally, really cool episode, I liked it.
Oh, yeah,
also, there were Helheim plants.
Oh yeah, I was shocked to see that, I thought the Caesar Voyager was its own Megazord. I didn't know it come apart and it just combines with the originals.
It's DLC for Q-Reno. Buy it with the Seasons Pass for $29.99.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to say Super Q-Reno just takes Q-Reno and makes it 1,000 times better.
Fuck you!
No, like, I thought Q-Reno's original design just wasn't that great, and then, yeah, you get Kojishi, and it's fucking awesome.
They literally Lights of Orion Q-Reno.
And they give him a massive fucking, like, shoulder cannon. It's fucking awesome.
Made from Caesar's ass.
Yeah, but then you have to remember, the toy's already a brick. So... Yeah.
Now I'm wondering if,
why
like, Kojishi can...
No, I'm not. It's... from your direction, it looks like I'm...
Good job on calling him out on that. Now I'm wondering if Kojishi could, like, attach to Cerberus.
Oh, man, that would be crazy.
Probably not, actually, because I'm thinking about it. Cerberus.
The heads.
And not just that, but, like, the back of Cerberus, where the pegs are, where, like, Kojishi would attach to, those pegs are filled in on Cerberus, because you can't attach, like, the wings on the back, or probably you can't attach Kojishi there either.
Oh. I'm still picturing Liam Neeson and Q-Ranger.
But it would have four heads if you could do that. That would be crazy.
Star change.
I like that.
Superstar.
I like that his home, or the planet that Lucky was staying on, is called Rez.
Well, it's either
Get
Ruse,
it for residence.
It's either Ruse or Luz, or what depending on
I
how
I think the sub I saw called it Luth.
Yeah, I don't know.
R's and L's.
L-U-T-H.
Japanese is painful sometimes.
Oh, it's also adorable that, like, Garu's kind of, like, jealous of Caesar, because, like, he's like, he's my only real friend! And so, like, at one point, Garu's just like, what does that make me, Lucky? Lucky's just like, you're my reliable comrade. Do you hear that, everyone? I'm his reliable comrade! Proceeds to fucking kick everyone's ass.
You're my pet dog with benefits.
Garu.
No.
Thanks, Garu. You're my best friend. Friend.
You're my best friend.
Friend zone.
Down a hole.
Oh my goodness. That was also a joke we made in Ultra Ranger.
Watch Ultra Ranger.
Yeah.
Or listen. Whatever.
Yeah, we need more hits for Ultra Ranger.
So is that all for 36?
We've been talking about 37.
Okay,
too.
Fine.
Well,
I just love how 37 opens up with like, oh my god, who would have thought Lucky was a prince?
Spoilers, fucking everyone.
Yeah, wait, I think everyone called that, didn't they?
No, I find it hilarious that
they saw it in the stars.
Just Tsurugi's like, wait. Like, guys, I'm the president of the universe.
First classic president of the universe.
You may be a key prince or king, but I was governor of the universe, so that makes me better.
So,
fuck you, Tsurugi!
Grandpa Rick, she's my mom. Well, she's my daughter, so I outrank you.
Yeah, basically. So, they talk about the fact that Southern Cross is defended by, like, a holy barrier of some sort, and my brain just immediately went to, so what you're telling me is that the final boss is being defended by Jesus.
Okay. We showed Paul that, and we're like, Jesus is an alien. And he started playing this Mormon song from
Mormon Jesus.
Oh, you mean the Mormon Jesus version of Can't Touch This?
Yes. That was it.
Mormon Jesus.
Yeah. So just like a Final Fantasy game, they need the four sages to break the barrier.
Oh, because this is filler. Fill no time. An hour and a half.
We've done that three times.
Yeah. Filler month. I don't know, but that's going to be starting up next week, probably.
This was great.
No,
filler.
No, that's that's next week after.
Whenever.
Yeah. Oh, I'm hinting at something in the future. You know, something that a DC movie should have done.
So, they get down to Planet Cayenne, a.k.a. the fucking Citadel. Like, the way that planet is shown from space, it's lit up like the goddamn Citadel from Mass Effect.
What the dog?
And now in our Discord, there's a picture of a dog in a royal coat. Put that in.
Royal.
Why, though?
I am royal.
Oh,
dog.
My God. I saw that at Walmart today. I'm not shitting you. I saw that exact picture on something at Walmart today.
That's amazing.
That's fucking...
First, I started playing poker. Now this.
What the fuck?
That's so weird. And so floating over Cayenne's royal palace is a big Morai Mars painted in red, white, and blue. Which means it's official. America has invaded outer space.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you,
Well,
Trump.
They already took over the moon. No. What happened is that they did Plan Z with Donald Trump.
They shot Donald Trump into space.
We made him somebody else's problem.
Wow.
Why can't we just make Donald
Trump
king? I'm going to
rule the galaxy. It's going to be huge.
I'm going to build a wall.
In space.
In space.
No, he built the wall around Southern Cross.
He built the wall and built.
Oh my God, there was a wall.
My fucking God. So Cuckool Guy comes to town and he's just
he's back.
More than happy to tell everyone that he was the one who not only conquered Cayenne, but unsurprisingly, apparently actually killed Aslan.
I killed him years ago.
I killed Fitty Man.
I killed Fitty Man. I miss Cotton.
We all do.
Me too.
He killed Fitty Man. You know that?
You were in Okinawa.
Yes,
it
was.
You were in Berlin.
Yes,
it was.
So we meet the Daikon of this week, which is Jumotz.
He reminded me of Transformers Hailstorm because of the shoulder cannons.
Those are cool. And they shoot missiles that spawn sand clones. That was a neat power, I have to say.
He's the Sandman. Sandman.
Sure.
Also, when Lucky,
very forgetful.
When Lucky was going to get executed, it was like reminding me of this one episode of One Piece where Luffy, like in the Straw Hats, they go to the town where Gold Roger was born and executed in. And so Luffy's about to get executed by Buggy the Clown. And literally, when he's about to get, like, his head chopped off, a bolt of lightning just fucking strikes where he's about to get executed, which, like, forces Buggy back, and Luffy escapes.
Lucky
from...
escapes.
Yeah, Luffy escapes from the
it's
execution.
It's literally a shot-for-shot remake.
Yeah, so,
Monkey
like,
D.
that...
Lucky.
Can that be the title of the episode, Monkey D. Lucky?
Can the thumbnail just be
Monkey
Lucky,
D. Lucky?
Lucky on Luffy's body?
No.
I love that name, Monkey D.
We already
D.
made
Lucky.
The name of the... We already made the fucking thumbnail, but I'll name it Monkey D. Lucky.
Monkey D. Lucky.
Yeah.
Yay.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the first time we've actually come up with episode and thumbnails for both Extra and Cast Ranger in the same week. In a long time.
Well, Ichi, this is what happens when Lane and I do Ultra Ranger. We have to think of titles and thumbnails.
Sometimes, sometimes Gar comes over to me, he's like, what was the name of the episode we did again? I'm like, I don't know. Just
yeah, because that was before
this
I started
This is why you write it down like I do.
Well, that was before I started writing it down. So you actually have to listen to the entire episode, in which sometimes it could be like 2 hours.
So yeah, what happens is Lucky's about to get executed, and then he just fucking channels in his luck super hard, and then a bolt of lightning comes and saves him.
He called the rain down in Cayenne. That song's a meme. I don't know why.
You lost me.
The rains in Africa.
Oh, that.
That song has been a meme lately, and I have no idea why.
It's a good song.
Yes, but why?
Rains down in Africa.
Wow, you're really fine. fucking tone deaf.
I'm gonna go get some water, but I'll be back in like 2 seconds.
She has to rehydrate after that.
No, that's not what I mean.
Speaking of water.
Oh, yeah.
So we find out that the king is not actually the king. So he's an imposter, and he's like allergic to water.
Not so much allergic to water as he's made of sand, so he'll fucking wash away and straight up melts like the Wicked Witch.
Okay, Gar?
I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware.
So dark matter, beware!
Yeah, so dark matter, beware! Well, I've never seen quite a ranger. No, fuck. Damn it.
He fucked it up.
Damn.
About whom I so little care.
I just can't wait, you're so lucky.
Fuck!
No, I am good. Because I am. I really am Yoshilaki.
These are all terrible and you should all feel bad.
This is Ultra Ranger. How you feel
about it? It's not Ultra Ranger stuff.
So wrong show!
That's what we do on Ultra Ranger, though. We make parody
this
songs.
This is not Ultra Ranger.
Are you sure about that? Are you 100% sure?
What did I miss?
They made terrible Lion King parodies.
Yeah, because it occurred.
Oh my god.
Because it occurred
my
to me.
God.
No, because it occurred to me. Wait a minute. Lucky and Simba. They're both lions. They become kings.
Their fathers were both killed by wild stampeding monsters.
My god.
My god.
The gorilla diamonds. My god.
Lane, stop jacking it.
Oh, Lucky.
Well.
I'll make it happen that I'm going to be king.
Proving that the Q Rangers have full awareness that even all of their own powers are bullshit, they summon all three of the Q-tamas that shoot water.
One of them being a whale.
Was one of them an Aquarius?
Probably.
I wasn't in the room for that.
And they melt the Sand King.
I'm melting!
I already made the joke, but sure.
And then Lucky goes like Shishiro to Orion, but like it's great. Like Jira, I think that's his name. He like he's watching and he's like, yo, watch this shit. Just goes Shishiro Orion, proceeds to kick like a cool guy's ass by like throwing weapons at him, and he teleports.
And he glides around like he's ice skating.
And he like goes through a portal and like comes out the other side and like whoops his ass some more and
throws him around between some buildings because I guess fuck these two buildings.
And then he defeats him and then he puts a toothpick in his mouth being like cowabunga. No, I know that's Ninja Turtles.
And I love how they're like, are you really just gonna rely on your random luck? And he basically responds with, "Datebayo, motherfuckers!"
No, just. Yep. So wait, you're just basing this all on luck?
Yeah.
Dude, you're weird. I know I am, but I'm a Red Ranger, so fuck you.
What else was interesting to note is that Hammy actually did a proper ninja for once.
Did she?
She like popped out of being invisible to untie Lucky.
Who didn't do anything this episode? Oh yeah, Shalapo, he didn't have him.
He commanded.
He was there a little bit.
I'm here. He Ryu commanded.
And it's funny because the next episode in Q Ranger, it's all about him and getting his title back as the leader of the Q Rangers.
Oh, yeah. You know what I noticed when they start the Zord fight? There's no, like, sound for Super Q-Reno. There's no like, Super Q-Reno!
They don't have time.
Yeah, they don't have time.
Super Q-Reno! Or Cho Kireno.
I like that Blue randomly swapped out for Sky Blue during the fight. I don't know why, but it was neat.
We're going to make things a lot brighter.
I'm just thinking like, wait, one of the Blue Rangers was in this fight. Which one?
The blue one.
The blue one, yeah.
Wait, I was there?
The blue one.
What?
Oh, Garu? Ichi was
you said
there.
Garu.
Yeah, I was there.
And you were there! And you were there!
I was having such a nice...
Let's continue the Wizard of Oz jokes.
Oh my goodness. Just no, Lucky just wakes up from a dream and he's not an actual king. It's just, I was having a wonderful dream.
Garu
but you
on the ground, he's Toto.
No.
It's just a normal-sized dog with Garu's head on it.
Oh, God.
Garu.
It's that one dog, the one Scottish dog from Lady and the Tramp.
Oh my, no, I was thinking more of the dog in the royal outfit from...
Oh, yeah.
It's getting late, so things are getting weird.
Ruff! That was actually a...
pretty good Cowardly Lion, actually.
No, I was thinking of, what's his name? Oliver and Company.
Oh, doll. Oliver
I love that movie. Even though I'm not a dog.
It's one of the most brutal Disney villain deaths ever.
Anyways.
Sorry.
I mean, it sounds like...
So,
not the most brutal, but...
I love when Cuckoo Guy dies. He actually shouts out, Dark Matter Banzai!
Banzai!
See you guys in 2 episodes.
Yeah, well, we see him get fucking rebuilt in the end.
He will be Shin Cuckoo. No, he'll be really Cuckoo Guy.
He's more machine now than man.
I mean, he already
Twisted
was.
And...
So,
just like a certain cyborg that I know. He's more machine now than man.
So yes, they finish the fight and Lucky just pops off in front of the crowd wearing this snazzy new jacket.
I'm gonna be your new king! When I'm finished defeating Dark Matter.
Well, no, I was expecting that to happen. Be like, so Lucky, are you leaving us?
No!
Please?
They need their leader.
What are you talking about? We already got our leader.
No.
His name's Sholompo.
Well, yes, Rompo is amazing, but we need Lucky.
As fucking much as I wish that would happen, can we, like, have a Sentai without a red for once? That'd be super interesting.
Well, no, we even if Lucky did stay behind, we would still have a Red Ranger in Tsurugi.
Yeah, I like Tsurugi,
I mean,
too.
Technically.
No. You always need Lucky.
No, there's a subplot with Lucky. And, like Lucky has to rebuild his society of evil. I mean, luck.
Of evil.
Of evil.
Just, they go back to the planet. Oh, Lucky. What have you done? And it's just like oil companies everywhere. And, like, he's basically became evil. Darth Lucky.
So, yeah, like, in the end, as I said... Lucky Shishi Red is now my favorite Red Ranger in Sentai. He's just everything I want in a Red Ranger, and he's
You're
perfect.
Everything and, I need.
Well, I love him. He's fucking great. I've loved him since episode 1.
There will never ever be another like
him. You know what my least favorite is, though? Takaharu.
Well, I mean, that's unanimous.
He's a fucking idiot.
So. Next week, a Sholompo focused episode, something about 9 trials because Q, Hammy and Rapture in the bath, which is hot and creepy at the same time, and something I'm going to call Gigant Ryuteo. It's Ryuteo with Gigant Ho-Oh's rockets on its fists.
Rocket Dragon.
Rocket Punch.
Also Ryu, Sholompo does a Ryu Ranger reference.
Is that what that was?
Oh, cool.
You sure it's not Ryuki?
No, it's...
I mean, when Ryu Voyager showed up and did the Tenshin Da!
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
No.
We have plans for the new opening if Amazon Season 3 happens. Just
is
saying.
It that?
Just, you can be Darth Vader for money.
Not getting into that. Anyways.
Feature topic!
Feature topic!
This week, it's Kamen Rider Snipe, Episode 0, Episode 3,
And
episode.
Dan was behind everything all along.
Oh my days!
Who gives
a released graphite from Saki, he caused Saki to get more stressed so she would die faster.
Oh my god, you might die!
Yeah, she
and you'll never see your loved ones again!
He got stressed about dying because he told her she'd die.
Like, you see him say that to her at Saki, and then she's, like, upset. She rolls over, he sees the picture of, like, her and Hiro, and he's like, yeah, you may never see your loved ones again. No. Oh, God!
So, like, you see Dan, like, spawn graphite, and he comes out in a form that I like to call non-colored. And then when he becomes complete, he becomes what I'm going to refer to from now on as colored in graphite.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was, like, completely green when he first showed up. And then when he became complete, like, the bones on his shoulder and his red hand were all colored in right.
There you go. But, yeah, so Snipe was just dealing, Tiger was just dealing with some shit and stressing out over the fact that, like, he said the Buckster virus, like, fucking, like, 10 times in this fucking episode.
That's his version of, I fucked that up. And then, like, he stomps out of CR, yelling at Poppy that he's going to kill all the Bugsters, probably unaware that she is one.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was just funny. Like, Emily said that she hasn't watched any of Snipe, and she's like, oh, I haven't seen this. What's going on? Oh, why is there blood on the gamer driver? And I'm just like, his friend died.
Yep.
That's racist.
Why is there blood on the gamer driver? That's racist.
No.
And I just showed Lane. Well, one thing I liked during this was when Tygo goes to confront Graphite. He transforms so he activates Bang Bang Shooting, like
Proto Bang Bang Shooting.
Yeah, and like you see like him kind of like trying to resist the effect of what the Gashin's doing to him, and he's just like.
And I'm pretty sure you hear like a gunshot in the sound effects at that moment that isn't in normal Bang Bang Shooting.
Yeah, and also when you said like the subtitles when it said Henshin, it was like a picture of a pistol, and I was like, that's cool.
Although I have to say I'm super salty that we didn't get to see A, the Henshin, B, the actual fight, and C, I don't know if it exists, but a level 2 version of Proto Snipe.
No, he only
I don't know if level 2 was even like a thing at all at this point.
No.
Like, the level ones were supposed to fight unions, and Graphite is the first separated spawn buster.
Yeah, that's probably why they were prepared for it.
Which is exactly why Taiga lost, compounded with the whole proto-gashit setbacks.
And then when he found out that Dan had an upgraded version of Bang Bang Shooting, he's like...
Here's all my illegal doctor money.
Take my fucking money, give me the fucking thing so I can be the only Kamen Rider that's needed. So, there you go. So literally, Dan, it's funny, like, Dan's, like, waiting for him outside, and Tiger goes to confront him, and Dan's just like, you gotta hurry, man, she's gonna die, like, I can't believe this happened, and it's just like, can't give me the driver!
And he's got it, so he's already fully planning to give it to him, but then right as Tiger leans for it, he, like, snaps it shut.
That'll be $21.
I can't! It is forbidden!
He's like, no, I can't let you do this.
You may purchase the Gamer Driver and Proto Bang Bang Shooting with the Season's Pass for $29.99.
All right, fine. I'll do a yearly pass.
Goddamn microtransactions.
You know, like a true video game.
And it makes me think, because at this moment, Taiga's like, just tell them I stole it from you. So if things had turned out differently, Taiga could have ended Dan's career right there.
Our hero, everybody.
Is the hero we didn't need, but we deserve. I don't know.
I'm so tired.
or as Paul says every time he angrily walks out of a room, da-na-na-na!
Oh, trust me, that's an Ultra Ranger joke.
Yeah, another Ultra Ranger joke.
Oh, good.
This episode's just full of Ultra Ranger references.
Go watch Ultra Ranger.
And the sad part is that all these references that we're making, those episodes aren't even out yet.
I guess you could say it sniped all the marks.
So you're getting a preview of future episodes of Ultra Ranger.
I was in one episode, but it was when my computer was making a dumb noise.
It was episode 7. iTunes updated.
I found out it was iTunes, and I was just like, damn it, iTunes.
It was episode 7.
iTunes!
And shock of all shock, we didn't really hear the beeping that much in the episode itself.
Like, Taiga loses horrifically.
And then,
we see Saki die, like, for, like, the fourth fucking time that we've seen in this entire show.
Oh, no, she's totally gone forever.
Thinking about it, I don't know if any of them even knew how, like, separated Bugsters worked. Unless, like, Poppy knew, being one.
Well, they had 6 years to figure it out, so...
Yeah.
And Taiga gets his gray... white hair on his hair, and he's like, what the fuck?
Like, it just, like, happens in an instant because he's, like, angry about being let go.
Well, he's stressed out, but then it's also probably the effects of the proto-gadget. So.
Like, I choose to interpret both as being factors.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But I'm sad that it was just, like, now he's got white hair.
Yep.
I was hoping there to be, like, you know, a fade where we just, like, see it happen, like a mutation.
Where he wakes up one morning, he looks in the mirror, he's like,
but then again, this is the same series that won't show us a single fight between Snipe and Graphite, so we just don't get nice things.
Then
again, this is a series that, we can't really kill off people. They're just stuck in a fucking...
They're just going to cough up blood, and then poof.
Yes, Gar, we get it. You're sour with X-Aid.
Fucking
X-Aid. Hopefully the Brave and Snipe movie will make up for this.
So next week...
Snipe learns about X-Aid, his successor. We finally get back to that fight between Snipe and Genmu Level X from the start of episode 1.
Bang Tank.
Fucking hopefully!
Jeez, fuck!
But we won't get to that until January. Or
when the next Blu-ray comes out.
Yep.
Which, it said December, but we already planned out the rest of our years.
But anyways,
the rest of our years.
I think that's it for this week's episode. I'm glad to be finally back after 2 weeks.
I'm not.
We're back.
Unlike you, I like doing the show. I like talking about Build.
It's been two and a half whole weeks since we did a podcast.
Thank you for having me on.
When you regret something, don't do it.
Always, my dear.
I probably won't be on the show for most of December because of a combination of school and getting ready for holiday trip stuff. Not because of Star Wars, but that's cool. But I'll try
to
join
Disney World
Discord if that's allowed.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Disney World.
Disney World.
Yeah, that's a family thing. Disney World.
Well, it is Emily's true home.
Disney.
Honestly, yeah, yes.
Ah, that's cute. I like that. It's like how Gar describes the place that me, Ichi, and him live in. He's like, no, this is my place I stay at. Dunville's my home.
Yeah, I don't call this place.
This is my Kairu Basho.
No, this place I live in, this is my home.
I didn't mean to interrupt the ending.
This is my storage unit.
But Ancaster, where I grew up, that is where that is my true home.
I thought you said Aircaster.
No,
you pointed at him, too.
Aircaster, what do you have to say about everything?
Whoa,
you let off a big fart. Jesus Christ.
I think he thinks your home blows.
It smells like cold.
It smells like cold.
It's quick, cold.
We need to get some hot.
Sub-Zero confirmed.
Anyways, that's the episode. Thank you all for listening.
Kind of atmosphere. I'm all alone, more or less. Let me fly far away from here. Far, far, far.
Did you miss us?
In the sun,
I know I did.
Sun.
I missed me. I missed me so hard.
So go follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Podbean. Support us on Patreon, please.
CastRanger.podbean.com is the primary source of our hijinks. Check out our Facebook page,
Facebook.com/RSCastRanger. Buy our shirts, onesies, and tote bags.
Our YouTube channel is up to 280 subs. Let's get to the big 300!
Woo!
I want to
tweet at us at Ixy Studios. Check out our Patreon where you can help us make the show better for you. Join our public Discord where you can listen to us record the show live.
Yeah, like these fuckers do every week. We love you.
Because these guys don't
too
have lives.
Too many users typing.
Hey, that's not nice. They have lives.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm also saying we don't have lives.
Okay, yeah.
They're listening to people who don't have lives.
And of course, check out our T Public merch site where we have shirts of not only the Cast Ranger logo, but the emblems of most of the cast.
I still haven't gotten my own shirt yet.
Neither have I.
I just ordered skins for my Nintendo Switch.
I'm actually wearing mine.
Oh, nice.
I forgot.
Whoa.
I ordered skins for my Nintendo Switch that have the blue caster emblem on it. Yeah, that was fun.
Good night, everybody!
Why do you always say good night?
I don't know, because it's nighttime.
Well, it's not nighttime for them. What if they're listening to this in the morning?
Maybe they waited until night to listen to it.
Well, Lane, I'll
good
pay,
whatever!
Lane, I'll pay you $100 to stop saying goodnight at the end of the fucking podcast. All right,
$100.
And then every time you say it, you have to pay back $10. So if you say it more than ten times,
it's $50.
Cuphead!
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, I love it when that happens in it, where it's just like, Cuphead! Don't you win?
One bunch!
Thank you for listening, everyone. Bye.
Meg.
That was so weird. Why?
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.